The effects of iOS 17 on podcast downloads. From Los Angeles, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. We start with an exclusive today. How much are podcast downloads down year on year following the changes in Apple Podcasts? For Pod News, the leading podcast metrics company, Podtrac, has analysed more than 2.7 billion downloads, and some individual categories fared very differently. You'll find a full list in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net, along with the winners of the Ambies Awards, which took place last night. Today, Stephen Goldstein will moderate the View from the Top panel for the ninth time. If you're at Evolutions, it's at 11 a.m. in Diamond 5 as part of the industry track sponsored by Podnews. In podcast advertising, there's Host Reads, Announcer Reads, and a new tool, Talent Reads, an ad voiced by talent from an existing podcast, but who isn't featured in the specific podcast where the ad is inserted. New research released today by Gumball, R19, and Signal Hill Insights shows that this Talent Reads format is an effective addition to an advertiser's toolset. The study will be presented at Evolutions tomorrow at 9 a.m. in Platinum F. The podcast show in London has all gone a bit Pete Tong. The renowned DJ has been announced as the host of the Spreaker and Triton Digital official party. A number of speakers for the podcast show have also been announced, including Will Pearson and Carrie Lieberman from iHeart Podcasts, Alison Lomax, YouTube's UK Managing Director, and Richard Knight, the Director of Audio for BBC Studios. The event's in May. You can use Podnews 10 to save on selected passes. Triton Digital has acquired Sounder, a brand suitability and contextual advertising tool. The deal will allow Sounder to accelerate its growth while giving Triton Digital its own brand suitability technology. Terms weren't given. Evergreen Podcasts has acquired Converge Podcast Network, a collection of family-friendly and faith-based shows. Senior executives listen to a lot of podcasts, says Signal Hill Insights. They're heavy podcast listeners, twice as likely to listen for more than 5 hours a week. Unsurprisingly, news podcasts are their number one genre. The rest of us prefer comedy. Podchaser unveiled enhancements to its predictive demographics, improving audience targeting for advertisers. It's powered by AI and works for all English language podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network is to be represented for ad sales by AdSwizz. They were with Libsyn Ads, formerly AdvertiseCast. Shows à Savoir, one of the biggest podcast networks in France, has signed with Acast. They were with Spotify's Megaphone. Podfest has announced Podfest Asia, which will be in Manila in the Philippines on May the 8th. Amy Poehler's Paper Kite is to launch a new weekly advice show with Audacy Podcasts. She's speaking this morning at Podcast Movement Evolutions. Acast is working with Canada's Indigenous Screen Office to help and host 12 all-Indigenous podcast projects. The program was funded by Google.org. The Twit network missed ad sales by 13% and club growth by 24% in this quarter, according to Lisa Laporte. A new wireless microphone set, the Boya Mic, has been launched. Each microphone also records up to 15 hours of audio. In the UK, the ARIA has announced the nominees for the Audio Awards, which will be held on May the 7th. We'll link to those today. And 9to5 Google writes a history of Google Podcasts, which is to close next week in the US only. It could have been great, is the headline. In People News, Tiffany Dean has been hired as the Podglomerate's new partner manager. She was formerly Director of Sales Planning and Operations at Audioboom. And in podcast news, last week, Podcast Perspectives had Bikram Chatterjee, CEO of Maximum Fun, as a guest. The company is a co-op. He speaks about their experience 1 year in. And scripted comedy podcast Dial F for Football is launched today from Keep It Light Media. The show takes listeners behind the scenes of a popular commercial sports radio station, Total Sport FM, and features cameos from a wide range of UK comedy stars. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Leverage co-host listener data like social media habits, interests, and income to win sponsors. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.